District 7 used to stretch all the way from John Micah's home in Winter Park to St Augustine, covering Flagler and St John's counties and parts of Orange, Seminole and Volusia. Redistricting meant Sandy Adams Space Coast-based District 24 migrated south, leaving Adams to scrap with Micah for the redrawn District 7, which now centres on Seminole and parts of Orange and Volusia counties. On a Saturday morning in July, John Micah met with supporters at an Oviedo McDonald's. He ambled around shaking hands with diners before stepping out to knock on voters' doors.
A little bit of grassroots politics here.
Micah is the powerful chair of the US House Transportation Committee, and he's held on to District 7 nearly 20 years, long enough for people to know who he is. Under siege from his opponent, Sandy Adams, he's flying his conservative colours.
You get to election year and people want to know what you've done and what you stand for, and I think I've got a very strong record of cutting waste, government bureaucracy, and also providing leadership.
Micah says he's proud of his record and his business savvy, which he says is critical to building the local economy. Congresswoman Sandy Adams says he's exactly the kind of insider politicians voters want out of government.
The critical issues are that they want stop Washington as usual. We need to stop spending more than we take in. We need to be responsible with the taxpayers' money. And they want Washington as usual to stop.
Adams has attacked Micah for big-ticket items like a highway transportation bill, which she says betrays a promise he made about highway tolls.
He has decided, after telling people years ago that there would be no tolls on I-4, to put tolls on I-4. It was his bill. He put the tolls on I-4 after telling people he would not. That's a career politician.
Adams swept into Congress 2 years ago in a wave of freshmen backed by the Tea Party. Last time she defeated a Democrat, but this time she's up against a formidable Republican. As a Florida state representative for 8 years, Adams is no political newcomer, but she's staking a claim as a cost-cutting outsider to distance herself from Micah.
I am not a career politician. I am and remain a citizen legislator.
Meanwhile, John Micah rejects Adams' critique of the highway bill. He says it leaves free lanes alone but specifies if tolls are levied on brand new lanes.
Then you have to use the money for the construction or to pay down indebtedness, which would reduce or eliminate the tolls. So that's total political malarkey.
The Micah-Adams showdown is hogging the headlines in the district, but there's also a Democratic primary on August 14th. Nicholas Ruiz teaches humanities at the University of Central Florida, and he believes his New Deal Democrat platform, including support for universal health care and public works, will resonate with voters. But his rival Jason Kendall, who works for a social media company, says Ruiz is too far to the left. Kendall, who identifies as a blue dog Democrat, hopes to make it through the primary and then win moderate votes in November with policies that include welfare reform and cuts to federal spending.
John Micah is a 20-year establishment man. You know, I mean, he's about as ingrained in that system as one can be. And Sandy's somewhat of an extremist. You know, getting people like Alan West and Sarah Palin to endorse you might work in some places, but I know there are a lot of people that were really kind of turned off by that, you know.
Micah also has high-profile Republican endorsements. He's won a slew of straw polls, and his campaign has a brimming war chest leading into the election. But some voters still haven't made up their minds, like Steve Greer, who was at a recent Mitt Romney campaign event in Orlando.
I truthfully want to learn more about both of them. You know, I like a lot of things about Micah. I know that he was for Sunrail and all that, which I'm not crazy about that aspect. But that remains to be seen. Honestly, I've had my eyes more on the presidential aspect of the race.
Both John Micah and Sandy Adams say they'll be out campaigning right up until election night. I'm Matthew Petty, 90.7 News.